Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Rob Long joining us from our Baltimore affiliate, 105.7 The Fan, getting set for his Big Bad Morning Show. Rob, will you please answer that question yourself?
I think it was a successful season, definitely. The expectations change, however, Amy. You know that. I mean, you go into the season, people expect you to win fewer than 81 games because they think you'll take a step back from last year as if last year were a fluke. And then all of a sudden you look up at the All-Star break and you're right there. So then your expectations change. So although I think it was a successful season, it was a very disappointing ending.
What happened? How did they fail to mount a charge against the Rangers?
Well, I mean, just as a person who's been up close and personal watching this team all year, you start seeing it down the stretch. If you look down the stretch and going back to Houston, you know, they scored one run in Houston and two runs, and then they won a couple of ball games in Cleveland, 2-1. They beat the Nats 1-0. They beat the Boston Red Sox 2-0. Then they got shut out against Boston. So basically, those runs became scarce down the stretch, and that bit them in the playoffs. That continued in the postseason. They did have the loud outburst on Sunday at home, but they were trailing big. You know, when teams are up big, you know, they do some things different. They tend to be a little bit more relaxed. Even though they put up 8 runs in a loss on Sunday, what happened to this team is they just stopped scoring runs and stopped hitting. They were the top hitting team with runners in scoring position, but not down the stretch, not the last 2 weeks of the season.
Is it Rangers pitching? Do you think it was experience? And as you point out, this started at the end of the regular season. A couple of the guys mentioned after the game, though, that, you know, it's our first time through this. It's our first experience in the playoffs as a group. A lot of these guys, of course, making their October debuts. Anything you can pinpoint?
I think it's a perfect storm. I think it's a little bit of all those things. Rangers pitching showed up. I can't say it wasn't Rangers pitching when Nate Eovaldi all of a sudden becomes, you know, a top-of-the-line starter. He was not that good down the stretch. He did well in the wild card and great last night. So you got to take some. You got to tip your hat to the Rangers pitching because all of a sudden they became top notch. But I think it also, you know, you throw experience in there as well, on top of a team that was struggling offensively to start with when the postseason began. So I think it was kind of a perfect storm.
Rob Long is with us from Baltimore, Sports Talk morning host on our affiliate 105.7 The Fan, also host of O's Extra on Masson. So how are Orioles fans feeling this morning then?
You know, well, we'll wait to see, but just by the responses that I saw on social media, you have some who are going to throw dirt just because that's the type of people they are. But I think for the most part, Orioles fans feel optimistic. You said something about, you know, the announcers and players saying, you know, they'll be back. I think most of the fan base feels that way. You can never predict getting back to the postseason, especially when you have a veteran team, because there's a thin line between being veteran and being old. But when you have a team that your nucleus is this young, this inexperienced, this was great experience for them, and you feel confident about this team getting back to the postseason, especially, you know, not only just the opportunity to win the East, but you also have 3 wild card spots. I feel confident that this is a team that will get back to the postseason and take this loss. You know, I keep hearing that's 8 consecutive postseason losses for the Baltimore Orioles. That started in 2014. Some of these guys were middle school. They have nothing to do with that. I think the experience they face this postseason will help them out, especially make them hungry. I mean, you know how it is when you know where the finish line is, Amy. When all you've had is 162, it's hard to fathom getting past 162. But now that these guys go into spring training knowing what it feels like to go beyond that, I think it'll create a different sense of hunger from them beginning in spring training, where they may have just picked up on that this year halfway through when they start believing they can do it.
All right, I want to circle back to the question. It had 630 responses on your Twitter. I don't know how many of those you actually read, but here is Brandon Hyde's response to whether or not 23 is a success.
We're supposed to win 76 games, won 101, won the American League East. Really proud of our group. They defied all the odds. Nobody gave us a chance. These guys played their butts off for 6 months. We just didn't play well for these last three, unfortunately. But it's definitely a successful season, and these guys are going to be really good going forward.
So that's the manager's take on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what the fans had to say to you. So mixed bag of the comments that you were inundated with on Twitter?
First of all, he's right. Some of the experts had to win 76 games. I thought that was a joke from the very beginning. This team was legit last year. They didn't sneak up on 83 wins. I thought this team, worst case scenario, was going to be the third wild card team coming into the season. That was my prediction, that they'd be a wild card team. So that's 76. He's right. That was a prediction, but that was never my expectations on this team. I thought they were much too good for that. I didn't read all 600 and some of them.
Shame on you.
But most of them, the feeling I'm getting, I would say at least 80% of the people that I read by saying that, yes, it's a successful season, but I think most agree with me. Success because of the expectations from the beginning. Disappointing because those expectations were raised
Changed. Based
on the play over 162. This team became a team that we expected to get to the ALCS. I did. The hitting was just good. The pitching was good. But so, I think now we're seeing the impact of the bullpen. I thought going into the trade deadline, people around here were talking about starters, and I said to them, listen, man, you win out of the bullpen in the postseason now. And I thought that was something that they needed to really focus on. I come to learn that they did focus on that. They just weren't willing to give up the pieces that other teams wanted, and I don't blame them. You've got some studs still remaining in the minor leagues. I think I'll hold on to some of them before I trade them off. They just couldn't put together the pieces that they wanted for a bullpen. Fujinami coming over from Oakland just wasn't the answer. He wasn't even on the postseason roster. I think what they have to address in the offseason, especially with Bautista being down with Tommy John surgery, they have got to address that bullpen. No fewer than three legit pieces have to be added to that bullpen for the Baltimore Orioles for next year, because that's what it takes to win in the postseason.
They briefly had the lead in game number two, so they jumped up with the two runs in the opening frame before the Rangers just opened the floodgates when they have nine in the next couple innings, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
What was the atmosphere like at Camden Yards for the return of postseason baseball?
Amy, I've been through every stage of Camden Yards, from the beginning to the slumps, to the bad teams, back to the playoffs. I've never experienced, not even opening day, I've never experienced what I experienced on Saturday and Sunday. And I'll tell you why Sunday to me was even more special. When the Rangers were up 9-2, the crowd got louder. They got defiant. They stood there. It's almost like they felt like they could will their team to win. And I've never experienced that at Camden Yards. It was just electric. I was glad Masson did not have the broadcast because it's national, but we had pregame, we had postgame. So for the first time, I really got to soak in the crowd and walk around the crowd during the game because I had no in-game responsibilities. And it's just, from the rooftop deck to Utah Street to in the club level, it was a buzz throughout the stadium that I've never seen. And I've seen some great moments. And I was in the stadium when Delvin Young had the bases loaded double. But I've never seen, I never felt and witnessed nine innings of what I witnessed on Sunday.
Mm. Rob Long is with us from Baltimore for just a couple more minutes. You're awake now, right? Can I drop a question on you that we've been asking our listeners or throwing out to our listeners?
I've been awake since 4.
Oh, how? Okay, but why?
Because the show starts at 6. You can call preparation, Amy.
Whatever. You can do it the night before, I suppose. But between the game, though, which game was earlier? No, you had the later game last night.
Yeah, I did.
So did you get any sleep?
I got a nap.
A nap, yeah. Okay, so this is what we're asking our listeners to do on this edition of the show. It's not really a question. It's more about fill in the blank. Word association, if you will. But I know you're smart and you're already awake, so you're going to be good. When I say Ravens, you say what through week 5? No thinking. Let's go. Let's go.
Inconsistent. Very inconsistent. That's the word I throw in. They're an inconsistent bunch. I think week five was their inconsistency on display. At times they looked to dominate. At times they looked that they didn't have a clue. Some passes were caught, some passes were not caught. This is a very, very
lots of drops. Bunch.
And the problem is, Amy, we saw this last year. This is not new. You know, I mean, you had a huge lead against Buffalo, you lose the game. You had a lead against Miami, you lose the game. This is last year. So I think this is a very inconsistent bunch. You don't know what you get from time to time with them, from half to half, from quarter to quarter. And they've got to develop some kind of continuity, some kind of plan. It seems like sometimes they don't have a plan. You go out for 4th and 2. Are we going to go for it? Are we not going to go for it? Well, why did you snap the ball? Because I saw the defense move. Well, wasn't it a no-snap situation? You know what I mean? So that, to me, makes me ask this. But what was the plan? And you should never ask what was the plan when you're looking at a professional sports team in general. But it's just, you know, that there's just so many things that happened in that you can look at as a microcosm of where they are right now.
Well, and to maybe even narrow it down a tad bit more, in the fourth quarter on back-to-back possessions, well, the Steelers and then the Ravens, you've got the Ravens recovering what was essentially a fumble on a punt, right? But it was a Steeler that knocked the ball out of his own teammate's arms. So the Ravens, right. The Ravens get that on a punt return. They get the possession, but then a couple minutes later, Lamar Jackson throws an interception in the end zone on a ball that probably shouldn't have been a 50-50 ball. It shouldn't have been available for the DB to take it away from. That was from OBJ, right? So that's the type of inconsistency right there in the microcosm of a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. He was dropping dimes earlier. Some of them were dropped. And then, you know, instead of throwing the ball to the back pylon where either OBJ makes a great catch or it falls and your kicker gets the field goal, you're right, you throw an interception and all of a sudden now Pittsburgh has the momentum. The Ravens gave Pittsburgh the momentum on so many occasions. And finally Pittsburgh said, you know what, we're going to take advantage of it and win this game. It's just very, you know, the block punt. You know, we talked about it. We, you know, about my co-host Ed Norris was screaming bloody murder. How do you give up a block punt to the A-gap? And I agree with him. You don't give up a block punt to the A-gap. You make somebody make a great play coming off the edge. You do not give up a block punt down the A-gap.
Over the top. Yeah, gotcha. All right, well, plenty to talk about. That is the beauty of our business, though. I certainly understand if Orioles fans are feeling a bit muted this morning. It was a great season. Now they've got a little playoff taste under their belts, and they'll talk about it on 105.7 The Fan. That's Rob Long Sports on Twitter. Rob Long Sports, Big Bad Morning Show, host of O's Extra on Masson, one of our BFFs here on the show, and clearly awake and ready to tangle. Thank you, Rob. Always good to talk to you.
Let's go. Thanks a lot, Amy.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. PomPom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use PomPom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at PomPomAtHome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6 is sleek, full of advanced tech, and has a range of up to 360 miles. Any drawbacks? Yeah, every Ioniq 6 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit, so you're going to have to figure out something else to spend that money on. The all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6. Hyundai, it's your journey.
EPA estimated 361 mile range for Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Actual range varies based on trim and other factors. Actual charge time varies based on charging unit output, temperature, and other factors. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.